Welcome to the fourth quality of an intentional creator, discipline and structure. We call this segment of the program, Curing the Need to Be Right. When we think obsessively, dualistically, and create expectations, we will most likely need to be right about our ideas and opinions. We may be a fixer or a criticizer. We may be a whip-cracker. We may be obstinate and inflexible. We may hold grudges, unable to let go of past offenses and mistakes. We may be very clear and, in fact, be right. But so what? We can be right or we can be rich. Rich in health and relationships and even money. Most likely, we cannot be both. Now, on the other hand, we may resist or even rebel when others attempt to control or fix us. We may even appear to be passive while trying to bury our frustration. Usually our true feelings leak out all over our face or are evidenced in subtle covert reactions. It is difficult to be in a relationship, business or personal, in which someone always needs to be right. Even if they are right most of the time. It is also difficult to push wet noodles. Those are people who are always in resistance or outright rebellion. You may be the pusher or the pushy, the one needing to be pushed. In either event, it may be time to take charge of these thoughts and take charge of your life. We will start with those closest to you. Now take a deep breath. This may be the biggest power session you have ever engaged in. You are about to expand your courageous heart. I want you to select a person in your life who has been most adversely affected by any of these out-of-balance thought processes. Schedule a formal meeting and thank this person for taking time to meet. Tell them that you are working with a coach. Tell them that one of the great discoveries is that we all have thought processes that can sabotage our lives, habits of thinking accumulated over a lifetime. Tell them that some of these thoughts want us to resist and even rebel against structure, while others want us to defend our ideas and, yes, at times crush people, even those closest to us. Now ask them one of two questions. The first option is, what has it been like to be in a relationship for however long you've been in that relationship, with someone who always needs to be right? That's one option. Here's the other one. What has it been like to be in a relationship for the length of that relationship, months or years, with someone who resists or even rebels against your suggestions or direction? So either question, someone who always needs to be right, or someone who resists and even rebels against your suggestions or direction. Now encourage this person to be very honest. Create a safe place for them to share. Remember when they share, this is their experience dealing with your thought processes. So bite your tongue and listen. Don't take the comments personally. This is not about you. Besides, you are ready to change these thought processes anyway. So be prepared ahead of time by making the commitment to listen and let go of any comment that seems personal. These thoughts will want you to justify and defend your behavior, so consciously restrict your responses to, tell me more about that, and is there anything else you would like to share? Now, spoken with kindness. You know, it's like, is there anything else you want to share? I mean, you beat the crap out of me. No, this is really kind. Is there anything else you would like to share? Now, at the end of the conversation, hope you're smiling, smile and simply say, I'll be working on that one. Thank you. Now, I want you to write down the numbers 24 and 48. If during the conversation, the person shares something that your thought processes thinks is inaccurate or harmful, your thought processes will probably want you to say something. Imagine this scenario. Your conversation was with a committed companion. 24 to 48 hours later, you walk into the bathroom where they're preparing to go to bed. You wrap your arms around your love and say, I really enjoyed our conversation last night. It was very helpful. Good so far. You gently kiss their neck and continue. What had me concerned was that you mentioned that last Thursday I said this, whatever that is. And I feel so badly that you had to suffer so long for a misunderstanding. You're about to throw all the good out the window. What I really meant was... And out the window it goes. Don't undo the good you've accomplished by trying after the fact to cautiously incorporate a little fix job so you can be right. Just let it go. If your thoughts want you to obsessively think about it, step back with a new awareness and audibly tell these thoughts to just stop it. I'm going to let this go. Now, this is not schizophrenia. It is a high level of awareness. Now, what would be good is within the next 24 to 48 hours, sit down again with the person and simply ask, how am I doing? Now, it's going to be very important that you apply the principles of intrinsic validation. You are listening for doors. You're stepping into their world. Tell me more about that. Okay, good. No justification, no defensiveness. Just let them share their experience. Conclude with, thank you for your patience. I'll be working on that. The need to be right can be so crippling to a relationship. It is time to cure this disease and heal your relationships.